Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. Welcome back to another episode. This episode is for all of my perfectionistic girls who want to get things done, who want to actually see the needle moving forward, but maybe struggle with it because their perfectionism, their ADHD, their procrastination is always preventing them from actually creating. This is the story of my life. It's something that I struggled with my entire life. And even though I am a creative, I feel like it has stunted me in many different ways. But I kind of wanted to do an entire summary of everything I've learned being the woman who has it all. But there's also some myths that we need to drop in order to actually become that woman. Now, what is the woman who has it all? I like to say that it's someone who has their life together in some way, shape, or form, whether it's like in career, you have a home, you have a good friend circle, you're booked and busy, you're taking good care of yourself, you have a flourishing social life, and you just know how to balance it all. But the truth is, you can't really do it all at once. And we're going to get into that today because I feel like when you strive for some sort of perfectionism in your life, you actually end up stunting your growth even more. Because you're obsessing over how can I get all of this done? How can I do all of this right now? Rather than saying each season has a different vibe, has a different thing that I'm going to focus on. So I kind of want to get into that today and discuss how to truly become the woman who has it all without burning yourself out and without putting the pressure on yourself to achieve everything right now. Now let's first discuss the myth of it all, which is that you are just naturally going to be effortless at something that you start. When you are shifting into a new era and a new season of life, you're not going to be able to do it effortlessly all the time. And the reason why is because you've never done it before. It's very difficult to be effortless at something that you've never done. And you really have to challenge that thought in order to do some growth in your life. I think that for me, I used to be very difficult on myself when I would start something new, even if it was as small as shifting my content from sit-down videos to vlogs. I would get so upset with myself when I would watch back the vlog and I'm like, this does not look like the girlies who do vlog content. This is not as seamless. It's not as beautiful. It's not as aesthetic. I feel like my life is boring. And then I completely will quit. And that is not the way to do it. And I know that even just having this talk with you guys right now is holding me accountable so that I don't actually do that anymore. Because I'm not going to lie to you guys, I still kind of do that to this day. But you have to realize that being effortless is a myth. You cannot do things effortlessly when you've never done them. And to create the aesthetic of your dreams and to be the person who's able to see things be more beautiful and well done, it's going to take a lot of hard work, resilience, and just continuously trying and trying again. So this year, I actually started shifting my content a little bit more specifically around summer. And the reason why is because I am doing this podcast, which I love, and it's more sit-down content. So I wanted to do something different on my main channel so that I can create variety. And as someone who's been making YouTube videos for the past 10 years, I have seen the ebbs and flows of my analytics, of my viewership, and just of my numbers overall. And something that I notice every single time I shift my content is my viewership / subscriber count tanking. Now, if I didn't know this about content creation already, it probably would have sent me into a spiral. But because I've been doing this for so long, I am aware that when you shift, when you transition, and when you're starting something new, a lot of people who crave the old version of you or just want to see you doing the same thing over and over again, might not be interested in the new season that you're stepping into. This is not a way for you guys to give up, especially if the new era that you're stepping into feels aligned to the best version of you. As I grow and as I change, I'm naturally going to grow and change. What that essentially means, I'm not going to be the same woman I was 2 years ago. I'm not going to have the same thoughts. I might not even look the same. I might not sound the same, and I might not do everything the same way. That is something that I have really embraced the older I've gotten. Because when I was younger, any time that I would change, I would feel like it was an inauthentic version of me or that I was being fake. But in reality, I was just outgrowing things that no longer served me. I really need you guys to understand that effortlessness comes with more practice and to not give up just because you're not perfect at something right away. Okay, another thing that I had to truly embrace, but also let go of and surrender, was the obsession of balancing it all. When you are the woman who has it all, not every season of your life are you going to be able to do everything perfect. What I mean by this is, some seasons you're going to hone in on your fitness a little bit more. Other seasons you might be spending more time going out and being social. And then maybe other seasons you're going to be dating or just doing certain things with your friends. You might even enter like a cooking era and you might meal prep your meals leading up into the winter months. Whatever it looks like for you, you need to understand that you are not going to be perfect at everything at the same time all the time. And that was something that I had to surrender. I thought that self-improvement meant adding another thing to my list of things to do, conquering it, doing it perfectly, and then doing it all the time. But what that did was it essentially burned me out. It made me feel like, oh my God, like I can't be the Martha Stewart of my own life. And it's very easy to compare yourself to people online who look like they are cooking, cleaning, and doing everything perfect all the time. And you're like, wait, but if they can do it, I can do it too. But in reality, not necessarily. I think that balance is a very specific thing that you should tailor to your lifestyle. And how I choose to balance things is making certain things priorities in different seasons, depending on what the season calls for. Now, I want to kind of discuss the mindset that you have in order to be the woman who has it all. And this is a mindset shift that I had to make that was actually quite difficult for me. I'm sure you guys do not believe me when I say this because honestly, I have always been the person who has been pretty outspoken online, who has definitely pushed certain things that maybe weren't discussed as openly. But the truth of the matter is, I remember before posting certain content on my YouTube channel that I would get nervous. I'm like, oh, are people going to enjoy this? Are people going to find this to be crude or disrespectful or just inappropriate? And when it was widely, I guess, embraced, I kind of was able to rest. I say all this to say that when you're stepping into your best season and stepping into becoming the woman who has it all, you need to embrace your boldness. And being audacious is something that is very important to me in this season of my life. There have been plenty of instances where I wouldn't do things out of fear, or I would think that it would offend people, or that even just stepping into a specific purpose was going to make other people feel uncomfortable. Hey, maybe you are trying to lose some weight, but everybody in your family is overweight. They love to bond over eating and being unhealthy. And it's not necessarily coming from a bad place, but it's no longer where you are at. And you're afraid to step into your fitness era out of fear of offending other people in your life. I really think now is a time to say, you know what? I know my intentions. I know what I'm trying to do for me. And I can't let other people's opinions or even just ideas stunt me from my own growth. So this is your time to be audacious and step into your absolute unequivocal boldness. And it's going to feel weird. It's going to be something that might trigger a feeling and emotion in you, especially if you're a people pleaser. But I promise you that people pleasing really gets you nowhere in life other than just being mad at yourself. I also want to discuss the hidden cost of being together. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like looking the way I do is easy and like it's not costly and like it's not time consuming, because that would be a lie. Now, I can imagine that there's going to be some people like, I woke up like this. I've been able to maintain my look very easily. Wonderful. Some of us just can't. For me, I'll give you guys a rundown. I get my nails done every 2 weeks, manicure and pedicure. That takes hours out of my day. I get my hair done. I get a quick weave. Now, what I like about getting a quick weave is it doesn't make me sit in the hair chair for as long, but it's still maintenance. I still have to dry shampoo it after the gym. I curl my hair almost every day. I try to keep as much heat off of it, but then I realize I can't because I want to look good, especially if I'm in front of the camera. My makeup routine takes over an hour. Getting dressed is a whole production. Just so many different things that it takes to be a woman, okay? Like it's a lot of maintenance. And I want to make this an open conversation where you guys realize that being together is not easy. It's not quick and it's not cheap. So This is my way of just validating your own personal feelings on trying to get it together. I can imagine that for some of you, especially if you have children or busy jobs or even just a partner, that it could be difficult to really allocate time for self-care and making sure that you look and feel your best. So I definitely think that there are maintenance routines that you can do that will cut the time consuming factor in half, but that requires money, that requires outsourcing, and that is just something that you have to figure out. I can even just do a video on my YouTube channel, kind of running down my maintenance and what I do that's high maintenance that keeps my life low maintenance, if that makes sense. There are a lot of things that we can do in our skincare, in our hair routine, in our body care, even just fitness and diet that allow us to keep up with ourselves in an easier, more effective way. But that also just takes planning and understanding your own body, what looks good on you, and how to really wear it proudly and confidently. The next myth that I want to kind of get rid of is that confidence is just something that you have. I definitely think that confidence is a choice and it's something that you build over time. A lot of people ask me, what makes me confident? And I really had to sit with myself and think about it. And I've asked myself this in so many different stages of my life, and the answer has changed depending on the stage. Currently where I'm at, what makes me feel confident is saying I'm going to do something and doing it, whether it's losing weight or taking care of something that maybe has been bothering me. Let's just say like I have a mole on my back. Rather than complaining about it for months and months and months, I go to the dermatologist, I get it removed. I'm the kind of person who's very actionable about the things that either bother me, affect me, or are possibly going to help me. That is something that I have taken radical responsibility of in my late 20s. It's been so crucial to my growth and has allowed me to feel really comfortable and confident in my skin. Obviously, I love the way I look. I think that that is something that will always help your confidence. If you take exceptional care of your hair, your makeup, your outfit, your skin, your body, that will naturally just make all of the internal things that you feel about yourself better. But if you don't work on the internal, doing all the things external is not going to give you long-lasting confidence. So confidence is a choice, and it requires you having to create boundaries with yourself. You have to create some sort of happiness around your own goals and the things that you've achieved, being able to affirm yourself, being able to validate yourself, and trying to embrace your gifts and your creativity so that you can see the things that you're good at actually working for you in some way in your life. And I think the last thing that I really want to discuss is redefining what it means to be together. I think that in the past, I used to view people that were perfect, which everyone's definition of perfect is different, but people that appeared perfect, people that did everything all the time, that was what I viewed as together. Now, I think that how I've redefined it to work for me is understanding that each season is built for a different meaning and a different action in my life. So some seasons, I'm going to be super work focused. I'm going to be like getting to the bag. I'm going to be really grinding. That's not to say that I give up all my responsibilities, my work in other seasons. It's just that some seasons are more heavily focused on work. That's something that I have been able to say, okay, that's what I want to do. Fall is that season for me. Entering fall is when I get back into the mode. So that's kind of what's going on right now. And there's other seasons where I get really excited about dating and I make sure that I date frequently and then I'm going out and then I'm dressing up because it helps me with getting out there, meeting people, and not staying too close in my own little bubble. Every season looks different, and embracing what each season does for you has allowed me to feel more together because my life as a whole is all these different moments placed together. It's not me doing it all at the same time, but me looking at all the things that I've done in the past year or two and saying, oh, I really liked that I did that in May. And oh, I really focused on work in September. And oh, during, you know, Christmas time, I was like so generous and I was doing a lot and I was out of the home and I was engaging with my family more. Each season is built for a different thing. And I've embraced that. So here is what I will leave you with. The woman who has it all is not perfect. She just chooses herself daily. She prioritizes what's important to her and she goes after what she wants. I think that for me, I have been able to free myself from the obsession of perfectionism when I realize that I don't have to do everything at once to actually see my life move in a positive direction. I actually notice myself reverting backwards a lot more when I try to do everything at once. And when I specifically focus on certain things at certain times, the needle moves forward a lot quicker for me. It creates a more calm, feminine presence in my life, and I can move in my essence more happily and proudly. The woman who has it all chooses herself, drops the things that just don't matter, and she is not afraid of being misunderstood. That is true power. That is refinement. I really enjoy this discussion with you guys today. It's something that really feels good to me because it's me unlearning some habits or some ideas that I thought I had or that I did have that I thought I needed that were not helpful and conducive to my overall growth as a woman. Okay, quickly before wrapping up, I want to get into a really exciting segment that we are doing here on the Hail Yes podcast, and it's called Hail Mail, where you guys send a DM to me and essentially ask me a question that I will read anonymously that you want answered here on the podcast. So we have one today. I'm going to read it. It says, Haley, you are my fit inspo. I loved seeing your journey. I'm struggling with staying consistent with my workout routine. What are some tips that you have for consistency? A couple easy tips for consistency would be making sure that you lay out your outfit the night before. If you work out in the morning, have it laid out, have it ready to go. And it's almost like preparing your brain that you have to get dressed in the morning and go to the gym. I also just think that having really cute outfits and having like the aesthetic that you want helps you kind of get excited about looking at the gym as somewhere fun to go. I'm like a big believer in creating like the ambiance and the aesthetic that you want to create the consistency in the habits. I also think that a big tip that has helped me is understanding what working out really does for you. When you start to get very specific with yourself about your goals and the things that you want to achieve, it becomes easier to be consistent because you are using this time to devote all of your energy into being your best self. So honestly, prior to my consistent era, I just didn't want it enough. And it took me saying, I'm tired of feeling this way. I don't like the way I look. I'm sick of starting tomorrow and then the next day and then the next day. And it required me to just be a completely different person mentally where I said, I want to be someone who actually sticks to the things that I say. So it was a mindset shift. But little things like a cute water bottle, outfits, laying it out, having maybe like an alarm clock that you have that prepares you for the gym, even just having your workouts written out before you go so that you don't get anxiety when you get there, like, what the hell should I do? No, have everything prepared in advance and it allows you to be consistent. I also think a great way to lose weight, if you can, is to get a damn dog because that dog will have you walking, okay? Especially a dog that requires a lot of exercise. So something that I truly realized was when I was at my biggest, when I still had Suede and Steel, which are both my dogs, I realized, oh my God, I am putting them through the same mental BS that I'm putting myself through because we're not all walking every day. So I took it upon myself to start encouraging all of us to walk daily and to even run. And it allowed all of us to be happy because your dog is happy, you're happy, and you're losing weight and you're getting your steps in. So all of these little things are definitely an accumulation of how I stayed consistent. And hopefully it helps you guys as well. And if you guys have any Hail Mail questions that you want to ask, make sure to DM me. I'm probably going to end up creating an email down the line that you guys can actually send them to. But for now, just DM me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Hail Yes and also at Haley Gamba. And I will answer them here on the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and make sure to share it, like it, review it, send it to a friend. This is something that I think is a great episode for those who are trying to step into their power without feeling overwhelmed. So if that sounds like something that you think someone would benefit from, send that to them. And thank you so much again for listening to the Hail Yes podcast. Until next time. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.